I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody's backtracking now, huh?
Huh?
Well, our next guest, we can talk to you about college football. We can also ask him, Carl, real quick, because Corey Miller played in the NFL for a decade, played with Lawrence Taylor and the Giants.
He played when guys were tough.
Now, LT, he would be off partying and could just show up and plug in and get three sacks. Corey, you've told that story, but how important was preseason, is preseason these days?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Corey, we just talking about the preseason. Did it matter to you once you were established as a pro, or when a new coach came in with the Giants, how important is preseason?
You know, I needed one game. I mean, you know, the practices were pretty physical back then when we played, because we were in camp like 5 weeks, so we got a lot of work. We also, you know, practiced with other teams, so that was really good. But for me, once I was established, it wasn't really important. I like to have like a half of a game to just kind of get into that full flow of everything, mm-hmm. hitting somebody, you know, taking them to the ground. Mm-hmm. So from that aspect, it was really good. But, man, I'm telling you, what they did this year, it was hard. A lot of guys didn't even play. So I think that's why you saw a lot of sloppy play the first week of the season. Guys just seemed like they weren't really in it. They were still trying to feel their way. But, you know, when you're established, about a half, three quarters, that's about all you need.
Preach! Preach! Corey Miller, man.
Hallelujah.
Good to have you back on the show. It's what I've been saying. You got to have your cup of coffee, man. You got to get a feel. Hey, let's switch gears, talk some college football, because we want to get to the 411 on South Carolina. So tell us about what the quarterback situation is. How did this all come about? Graduate, transfer, what's the deal?
Well, you know, Zeb Nolan was up in the booth, so to speak, you know, graduate assistant coach. And, you know, I like Luke Doty. He's very athletic. He can move around with his feet, you know, not a very sharp passer, but he can make plays, extend it, and sometimes that makes it very difficult for a defense to defend. But, you know, here, you know, when he went down, man, you had a bunch of young guys with zero experience, you know, so that's the only choice that they really had. And I think he's done a serviceable job. I don't think he's going to put any fear in Kirby Smart's heart, the defense coordinator at Georgia. I mean, he's serviceable, but he's not great. So, you know, it's what they got. They tell me that Luke Doty is 100%, so maybe you'll see him. But, man, do you want to put him in this game against that defense of Georgia for your first go-round? You're talking about preseason games. He had any. He didn't have any. So to jump in the game and to fire against this defense, that's asking a lot. So I think, you know, you got to run the football. That's somewhat their strength. They got a plethora of running backs they can throw at you. Offensive line play got to get better, man. But, you know, right now, quarterback is up in the air for the Gamecocks.
It's our man Corey Miller, guys, does radio and TV up in Columbia. Talking about this matchup, yeah, 31-point dogs are the Gamecocks. We've known Shane Beamer for years. He's bounced around as an assistant, and he's obviously put the time in. How tough is this turnaround going to be, Corey? Because Spurrier had things cooking, 11-win seasons. So I know it can be done, but can Shane get it done?
I think he can. You know, I spend a lot of time over there. Not a lot, but I'm over there more than I've ever been in years past. I like his energy. The attitude in the building is different. They believe. They're confident. They worked hard. He's put a lot of good coaches around him. And he's the right fit for South Carolina. You got to have somebody that gets it. He kind of reminds me of a young Dabo Swinney. You know, he's kind of the face of the program. He's got the fans fired up. They're recruiting their tails off. I mean, they're in it with some of the top recruits in the country. And I think that's where it starts. You got to get players in here. They got some pieces. They got some five-star. Will Muschamp really did a good job of recruiting. And I think they got a good system in place to take advantage of the skill set of these players. So I think he has a chance to do okay this year with the schedule. I think they have a chance to win six games, get to a bowl game, and you start building. That's the foundation. It's set. Now you got to start building the floors. And so I think he is the right guy. But listen, we know he's in the SEC, in the East. You're going to have Georgia. You're going to have Florida. I think Tennessee's going to bounce back. Missouri's still there. And Kentucky has surpassed them. They're a better program than South Carolina right now. So they're kind of coming from the bottom to the top. So it's not going to be easy, but I think with the guy's energy, that the coaching staff, man, they work tirelessly. They got to get some ballers up in here. And if you get a trigger man, that's where they got to start, a trigger man, and keep building up the trenches. They'll have a chance to compete in the SEC East.
Corey, you brought up the fact that Muschamp did a good job recruiting. So usually that saves your job, but that wasn't the case here, was it?
No, I mean, I'm a Muschamp fan. You know, I supported him when they were talking about getting rid of him. I thought he needed another year. You know, to fire a coach during a COVID season, to me, I wasn't in that game. I thought he should have kept him here and let him have a year to try to get things turned around. But listen, man, you know, recruiting, you can win recruiting all you want to. If you're not winning games, dog, if you're not turning into them W's, you look in the league, man. They got the number one overall defensive player in this year's draft, J.C. Horn with the Panthers, came from South Carolina. I mean, you look at the last 3 years, guys, Will Muschamp recruited are playing in the league. Why couldn't they get that into W's? No trigger man, no quarterback. Offense was up and down. You kept switching coordinators, the same issues that he had down in Florida. And so that was kind of curious. So I understand it, but I thought he needed another season to get things done. But listen, man, this is a great place in South Carolina. You can accomplish anything you want to as anywhere else in the country. They've got the best, I think it's the best facility in the country. Here you got the number one, number two fan base in the country. I mean, they're very loyal. So you got everything you need at South Carolina to win. But you need the Jimmys and the Joes.
Right. And they got the cockaboos, Carl, and you can't take that away. It's our man, Corey Miller from Columbia. And again, 3-11 win seasons from Steve Spurrier. And you know, Will Muschamp did win 9 games. But, I mean, but what is the expectation? I mean, because Steve did so well, Corey, is it, I mean, Tennessee fans? I mean, I don't know if Tennessee's ever going to get back to the top of the mountain. What is a realistic expectation in South Carolina?
Well, you know, they have to be able to compete with Florida and Georgia. I mean, look at the last 11 years, guys. 6-5. Georgia, South Carolina. It's 6-5. I'm not talking about the entire history. Georgia dominates the series, but the last 11 years, South Carolina is right there. Georgia's been winning the East consistently, them and Florida. So they can get there, but they need some type of consistency, man. And, you know, I think what fans hope here is that you can compete, be right there to 2 or 3 spots, sneak in there, win the East every now and again, and play for an SEC championship. They know they're not going to be dominant. The SEC is just too strong. You got these historically great programs that you're trying to overcome. It's very difficult. So you got to be right there near that top of the SEC East, beat Georgia every now and then, every 2 or 3 years, you know, get into that championship game. And I think they can do it. I think they got the guys here that really can recruit and get players that can get things done. They got a quarterback committed that's pretty good. They got another one they're looking at in the 24 class. I mean, so they're building, and just being around these guys, it's really contagious what they're doing. You know, it's going to be interesting. I like how the defense is playing. They fire, they get after you, they hustle. I mean, it's going to be an interesting ball game on tomorrow.
Corey Miller, our guest, guys, talking college football. It is our dog report, as always, brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
Brightbox Electrical, man. I'm sure Corey's got a man cave. He's that kind of guy. Get multiple TVs, man. Get a generator so you always got juice, man. Go to brightboxelectrical.com.
Baby.
Corey.
You got to have all the TVs, right? I mean, I got 3 or 4 games. I got my iPad. I got my phone. Gotta a couple 55-inch, 65. Yeah, man, you know, every dude should have a man. If you don't have a man cave and multiple TVs, I'm questioning your manhood.
Exactly. Hey, Corey, your son played for a guy I call the King, Nick Saban. So tomorrow they get right. Florida, and it just looks like – I don't know if this team's better than last year. Last year was pretty impressive. Exclusive SEC schedule. They run the table, win another natty. But this quarterback might be better than what you saw with Mac Jones. And so they play Florida tomorrow. I just want to get your opinion because you have exclusive knowledge of that program and how Nick works when your son played there. And they haven't missed a beat, man.
I tell you, it's impressive, isn't it? They lose plays. What did they lose, 10-11 to the draft?
Every year.
They lost the best quarterback, the best running back, the best offensive line, you know, cornerback, Patrick Surtain. I mean, they miss a beat every year with players and coaches. Coordinators leave, and they do the same thing. Listen, Bryce Young is a really good quarterback. The offensive line is still building. They'll get better. I think the defense is stronger than they've ever been the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. They're pretty salty. I mean, Nick just does a great job and what he's doing and training. Listen, I told somebody this. You know, my son didn't play till his 3rd, 4th year. But you're going up against NFL ballers in practice.
Yep.
So when you get the opportunity to play, nothing is too big for you. You're doing it every single day against NFL guys. So when they, you know, people said every year, boys on the four letter name, oh, well, they lost this and they lost that. It doesn't matter. Nick Saban's still there. You know, the development process is still there. The system in which they build is still there. So they don't drop off. And tomorrow's game against Florida could be a good game. But listen, man, Alabama still is going to win by 17, 20 points. You can mark that down. I mean, they're just that good. And I tell you, it's impressive to watch. I don't know if any other coach loses the players, loses the coaches every single year, and they still are one of the best programs, 2 or 3, in the country every year. I mean, that's just mad respect for me with Coach Saban and this program.
It's our man, Corey Miller. Before we let you go, we got to go upstate, Corey. And Corey, NFL veteran, now radio and TV over in South Carolina. What's up with Clemson? I think we know how good Georgia's defense is, but, man, we just thought that DJ Uiagalelei was going to respond and do something. And, you know, from what we saw in the Notre Dame game, how surprised were you that they came out and couldn't do anything offensively?
Not surprised at Georgia defense, man. They're really good. Those linebackers, fast flow. You got a front that eats up blockers. Secondary, you know, young guys, you got some transfers in there. They just play solid defense. But here's the thing with Clemson, right? DJ is a very, very good quarterback. But if you watch that game, man, he looked like a deer looking at some bright headlights, right? He didn't know what was coming at him, and things got to speed up for him. And I think we got a little bit too spoiled last year when we saw him going to Notre Dame and throw some big yards. Like, man, this guy going to step right in and fill the shoes of Trevor Lawrence. Nah. And I think the play calling is different. I mean, on the outside, they got some dudes at receiver, but they're not the Mike Williams. They're not Hopkins. They're not the guys that Clemson has had in the past. They don't have the defensive line that they've had in the past. You know, I think the linebacker and safety play has been suspect. But let's go back and look at Clemson. I told people this before they even that game. The last 3-4 ball games, big games that they played, they were getting dominated. You go back to LSU, twice against Ohio State, Georgia. I mean, they didn't come to the party. They didn't come to the party. Why? Because things are trickling downward for me, for Clemson. So, listen, you can talk about the play calling. You can talk about firing Tony Elliott, which I've heard up here all the time. Listen, they got to get guys on the outside, receivers that can beat coverage, that can get open, that can win 50-50 balls. And they got to get a defense, which they played good against Georgia. Georgia was minus some good players, some of their best down-the-field players. But, you know, I don't know, man. I think they're trending downward. I really do. I don't see the same team that I've seen up there in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, that's a good point. Corey, man, we always appreciate the time, brother. It's good to see hear that you're doing well. Everybody's in the family's doing well. And, we miss you. Well, hopefully we can smoke a cigar soon, brother.
Brother, I'm just leaving the cigar place. I got a pack ready for tomorrow. Listen, I wish y'all was doing it between those LG. But let me tell you something, Georgia fans. Go back to 1988. Look at number 33 with them Gamecocks, them 16 tackles and 2 sacks. I'm used to coming between those hedges and snatching the heart out of them balls.
All right, man. I think, Corey, what they're going to need is that time machine to get you on that field. But, hey, my brother, great catching up, man. We'll talk to you soon.
16 tackles?
He's a machine. He's a machine.
You had 16 tackles in that game? That's money. I mean, that didn't get any bigger than that. Corey Miller, guys. All right, we've got plenty more to dive into. He was a dog. That's why he played 10 years in the league. Hey, coming up.
Actually, we're going
to
make hawk, but I get the – yeah, you're right.
Yes, he was. A big one at that. Our picks, Dukes and Bells, Ingles picks of the week.
Oh, we got winners.
Ingles.
We got winners.
Low prices, love the savings. Find out who we are going with. Turtle, Squidbilly, Mike, and myself will do it next. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and as we get ready to give you our picks, it's Dukes and Bell's Ingles picks of the week. And we'll tell you how all of this works in just a second. But as we get ready to pick some games for you guys this weekend, a reminder that BetQL, the network, is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. It's wagertainment for every fan, guys. Again, that's BetQL Network, only on the Odyssey app. Go check it out. Great betting info and sports tips from local talent and national experts as well. This is going to be pretty simple. We'll do it on Fridays. All four of us, all right, Mike and I, along with Turtle, Behind the Glass, Bo Morgan, Squid, we all will give you our picks. That way, whoever is on top will be on top, and who's on the bottom, well, they're going to catch it. So it gives us all a chance to chime in on this. All the picks will be against the spread, guys. So you get three games, one NFL, one college, and then a wild card game. So that can be another NFL game, whatever you want it to be, but one NFL, one college, and then a wild card game. So that's how we're going to start this week. And I want to hand it over to Bo because I think it's appropriate that Bo goes first. Ingles picks of the week, and again, brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. All right, Bo, go ahead and take off. Where are you going this week?
Well, I will start with my first pick, my NFL pick. I am going Kansas City minus the three. They're giving 3 points to.
Oh, it's up to 3.5 now, by the way. I was looking at that game. It's now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll take the 3.5 then, but I think they are going to roll over the Ravens. The Ravens have all these injuries. Lamar has that whole mental block thing. You know, to be the man, you got to beat the man, Lamar. And you haven't beat the man. And I'm taking Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes minus 3.5.
All right. Yeah, I'm on that too. Save you the time, Squid. That was one I was looking at. So I'm with Squid Billy on this. I think the injuries to the defense in Kansas City, Kansas City's pass defense got torched last week, but I don't think Lamar's the guy to do it the way he's been throwing it.
All right, so Mike is also on KC, 3.5
minus
over
3.5. Yeah.
The Ravens. Now, I'll say this, and Chris, I'm not sure where you're going. We're going to get Bo's other college pick in his wild card. But I do think that coming off of that emotional loss with the injuries they've had, it's just a lot for Lamar Jackson to do this weekend. You're basically asking him to do everything. So I saw one of these prop bets, Mike, where he's going to run more than 10 times. If he's running more than 10 times, that's a problem. So I know he scrambles and he gets yards, but if you're telling me Lamar Jackson is going to be the leading rusher for the Ravens, they're not beating the Chiefs. So we will see. All right, but what's your college game?
Well, Tulane is paying a visit to Ole Miss. They're hitting Oxford. They're going to hit the Grove. And they're breaking out their old school helmets with a little greenie. And yep. They even added a little sticker, a little decal that says SEC Champs 34, 39, 49. Well, let me tell you something. You're not SEC Champs in 2021. You're getting 14.5, and you ain't going to cover because Matt Corral and Lane Kiffin are the second best team in the SEC West. Give me Ole Miss giving up 14.5.
And that's wow. Matt Corral to me and you, brother.
Yeah, buddy. Wow. That's okay. My quarterback, by the way. Hashtag my new Falcon quarterback. Hashtag Matt Corral.
All right, so that's Tulane. That's 14.5. That's your college game. What's your wild card game, Bo?
Well, I'm going back to college. Speaking of overrated quarterbacks, De'Eriq King in Miami. They think that Sparty is going to come down there and they're going to suddenly find this magic. Not so fast. They could barely get past App State. I am taking Sparty. Mel Tucker is going to have it rolling in his second season. Already a good turnaround. They're getting 6.5
Ooh.
In Miami. I am taking Sparty +6.5.
All right. Wow. Against the U, Michigan State. That's an interesting game. All right, there you go. So Bo's got Kansas City, 3.5 over the Ravens. Ole Miss, 14.5-point favorite. Mm-hmm. And he's taking Ole Miss over Tulane. Michigan State, 6.5 at the U. All right, that's going to be an interesting game. All right, guys, keep it moving. I want to get to Turtle, then I'm going to get to Mike. I'll give you mine last. Turtle, what do you got? Give me your games.
All right. Well, the team that beat the Baltimore Ravens in week one, I love the Raiders, +6.
Ooh.
Going to Pittsburgh, boys. Pittsburgh, ooh, poor offensive showing in week one. They really struggled to find their footing on offense. Buffalo, good defense, but I think this one's going to be a shootout. Give me the Raiders.
You know, no Josh Jacobs, by the way.
Listen, they're not running the ball anyway. This is going to be an aerial showcase, Mike.
Just letting you know.
Wait a minute. What happened to Jacobs, Mike?
He's
out with an injury. I knew that going in. To me, that's
all
fine.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
Listen,
okay.
I think Steelers win 30-27, Raiders cover. Now for my college pick, I love me some Fighting Irish at home, -7 versus Purdue. They were hanging by a thread in their first two games of the season this year. They need to make a statement at home. Yeah, love true. Their quarterback, Jack Cohn. I think he's going to have a huge game versus sloppy Purdue defense. Give me a blowout for Notre Dame, -7. I would take it at -10, boys. And then my wild card, give me the Texans to cover 13 against the Browns, who are at home. If you watch that game, I know it was against Jacksonville, Tyrod Taylor looked great. I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but they will cover the 13.
Hold on, hold on. Chris has said he loves Jack Cohn, which is the first person I've ever heard say that about him playing.
He's a big lacrosse fan.
And then he took the Texans +13. Boy, what'd you take on your bicycle ride in today?
Here's what's crazy, Chris. I'm looking at this game, and I'm with you. Listen, the Browns know they should have won last week, right? They blew it. Baker couldn't make the plays at the end, and you say that's the difference between him and elite quarterbacks, whether you believe that or not. But now the thought is the Browns are pissed off, and they're going to go take their emotions out on the Texans and beat them by double digits? Ooh, I'm with you. I don't know about that. Good picks. Mm. Raiders +6. Irish cover the 7 against Purdue, and the Texans cover against the Browns. All right, Mike Bell, you say you got Kansas City 3.5 over the Ravens?
Yeah, man, I'm with Squid Billy on that one. All those things we talked about, the Ravens injuries, and I'm not saying the Ravens aren't going to score some points. It is at home. It is in Charm City, but it's just they got some bad juju right now, do the Ravens. By the way, Purdue, they wouldn't let them bring the world's biggest drum on the field, Carl, to Notre Dame Stadium. You see that?
They wouldn't?
No. So, I mean, and the Irish, I mean, come on. It's just a drum. It's not like they're bringing Bevo in here from Texas or something, right?
It wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit through their tunnel, Mike.
Well, I mean, shoot. Let them get, they want to bring their engineers, Bo. All those guys went to the moon. They're That's astronauts. True. They can get a crane and put the thing in there.
Just shows Purdue's going to be mad. They're going to beat Notre Dame. Sorry,
oh,
Chris.
Oh, wow. All right. Chris, so, Chris.
I'm with Squid Billy with the chefs. Great googly moogly. College game. This is going to be so much fun to watch because, you know, I hate Nebraska because I just never like Tom Osborne. Oklahoma, it should be 35. It should be where Georgia is with South Carolina. They're in Norman. The Sooners, -22.5 over the hapless Cornhuskers.
Wow. John Fricky, you hear this? They cover the 22, Mike. Yes?
Do that in the half.
All right, there it is. Oklahoma over Nebraska. By the way, for a lot of our listeners, that used to be a big rivalry game.
That used to be, yes.
Mike just forgot to say future Falcons quarterback Spencer Rattler leading the Oklahoma
State. Matt Corral or Spencer Rattler. These are the guys I've already earmarked, Carl, on my little my wish list, okay, for the Falcons next year.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, can we stop?
All right, real quick, wild card pick. I'm going back to the pros. And another guy who is just so dynamic at quarterback, and they've got good defense right now. Chandler Jones went off last week. It's Minnesota going to Phoenix. I've got Arizona, the Cardinals, -3.5 over the Vikings.
Yes, sir. I am on that as well. 3.5 over the Vikings. And you can put me down. That's one of my pro games as well. D-Hop was great last week. Chandler Jones, 5 sacks. Vikings have won 5 of 6 going back to 2010, but when Derrick Henry didn't have a great game last week, you saw the limitations of that offense. Mm-hmm. Here's what's crazy. You held the number one rusher in the league last week to 58 yards. Guess who the number two rusher in the league was last year? Dalvin Cook. That's who they faced this week, and you saw what they did with Henry. I'm with you, Mike. 3.5, give me Arizona over Minnesota, and all of a sudden everybody's going to start talking about the West and how good Arizona is. We already knew that. All right, as far as college is concerned, guys, call me crazy, but I'm going to say Georgia Southern covers the 23.5 against Arkansas. I think they cover the 24 against Arkansas. I'm taking Georgia Southern, especially after Arkansas beat Texas last week. Emotional win.
Letdown?
A little bit. Now, I still think Arkansas wins the game. I don't think they win by 24 over Georgia Southern. So I'm taking Southern.
What you put in that cigar, Carl?
I'm taking Southern, baby. And here's my wild card, guys. I've been thinking about it all day, and I'm going back and forth, back and forth. But at the end of the day, I'm going back to the NFL, and I'm going to tell you guys that the Jets, yes, Chris, are going to cover the 6 against the Patriots. The Jets will cover the 6. Pats lost 17-16 last week at Miami. We know Joe Burrow, or not Joe Burrow, but Mac Jones looked really good. But Belichick, when you talk about trying to shut down these quarterbacks, he didn't do such a great job last week as everybody thought he would with Tua. I think Zach's going to have a good game, and they'll be in the game. They cover the 6.
Wow. Tua's actually got weapons, Carl, but okay.
Yeah, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I'm still, wow, this Georgia Southern game. Wow, you're a wild man. You're a wild man, Carl.
That's a revenge pick, Mike.
We will see.
All right.
I could have. Now, listen, and you guys know, I mean, we've been looking at this stuff all day. We could have easily. There's some really easy picks, I think, that are out there. But then there's some really hard ones. Mike, I'm looking at the Auburn game. Auburn on the road against Penn State. And do they cover the 5 points? That's basically a touchdown?
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that game because I still don't know which. I mean, Penn State looks really good so far. I'm just. Harsin and, more importantly, Bo Nix is going to handle this one. We spoke about it with Jason Campbell. He thinks they can hang. You realize Georgia Southern lost to Florida Atlantic 38-6 last week?
I do.
Wow, yes, you're a wild man, Carl Dukes.
Yes, I do.
Wild man.
Yes, I do. You think Arkansas beats them, what, 70-0 or something like that? Maybe?
Pittman? I mean, but you're right. No, the argument you're making for the emotional letdown, that is real. That's real.
All right. And by the way, I still think Arkansas wins, but we will see. 30 points is a lot. All right, guys. And remember, that's a ball control offense. We will see where the picks go. Maybe, you know, Bo's on top next week. Maybe Turtle's on top. Maybe Mike Vail's on top. Find out. Join us every week. We'll do it here on Fridays at 4:20. Ingles Picks of the Week. And again, brought to you by Ingles Low Prices. Love the savings. Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, joins us next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, guys, Steve Koonin joins us, brought to you by Dell Technologies. Coming up, Falcon Report, we're going to talk with Dave Archer about this weekend and get Dave's take on what's going on with our Falcons. More importantly, what to expect. We'll get to our keys as well and more on the Braves as they start a big road trip against the Giants. But Steve Koonin joins us, Hawks CEO. Countdown is on, not only the training camp, but the start of the season, which, believe it or not, now we're in September. October is right around the corner, Steve. I mean, yeah. I can't believe how quickly this offseason has flown by.
It's crazy. I mean, we'll be playing on the 21st, which is, you know, less than 5 weeks away. So we're getting very excited. Players are starting to all be in town. And we kick off on Media Day on the 27th with your wonderful station, our good friends in the media. And then it is 4 exhibition games and then TNT's national spotlight for game one.
Nice. Steve Koonin's with us, guys, and we talked about the stack pack. Still some chances to get some Hawks tickets, guys. Go to the Hawks website and get on it because it's going to be a lot of energy, man, and all the national juice we're getting. Speaking of national juice, a couple of listeners, when they heard us tease that you were coming up next, said, hey, ask Steve about Trey and the wrestling stuff. Trey's he's definitely building his brand, and I love him going up to basically New York and doing the whole thing. What'd you think of that?
Oh, I loved it. You and the listeners might not know, I'm on the board of WWE, so I might have a little something to do with that. But
hey.
And I've got a world championship belt to give Trey as a thank you gift sitting at home that we'll bring to him real soon when he's back in town. But I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was hysterical. I think all hats off to Trey Young and the WWE for creating that kind of storyline because nobody saw that one coming.
No, they didn't. And I loved it when The last time he was in this building, he took the soul of New York City. I was crying.
That was kind of the whole idea. I mean, hey, if you're going to be treated like the heel, let's earn it.
Embrace it. Wear the black hat, right?
Absolutely. Back in Madison Square Garden, perfectly scripted. He's choking out Rey Mysterio Jr.
It was great.
We were at dinner, and my phone was like hopping off the table, blowing up. Have you seen this? Do you know what's going on? And I'm just laughing, but all credit to the WWE and Trey. I think they pulled that off brilliantly.
Yeah, they did. I love when he walked out. He's patting his chest like, yeah, I'm here. I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
My house.
It's Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. I want to ask you about this. This is interesting. Steve Ballmer, I know you know Steve, owner of the Clippers.
Yep.
So if you're not familiar with this, guys, for years, they've shared basically the same building that the Lakers play in, right? Staples Center. And it's not been, for the most part, an issue. They changed the floor out. It's the same thing. And Ballmer bought the team, and one of the things he talked about was forging their own identity. And it kind of made me think about our owner when he came in, Steve, and said, we need to redo this arena. We need to redo this. We got to fix this. And we've done all these things, and now we've got one of the best entertainment facilities in the country, and the game experience is awesome. But the Clippers are going to have their own arena here. And it's kind of interesting that they're trying to do this and separate themselves. I thought this probably should have happened years ago, though.
Well, first of all, I couldn't until their lease was up with Staples Center.
Okay.
Steve Ballmer and his team came and visited us last year.
Oh.
Well, year before, sorry. COVID kind of blurs the memory. In 2019, came through our building, loved it. And we had a lot of conversations. And he's like, what's this club? What's this bar? What's this? And he goes, well, I don't want anybody to leave their seat. And if you saw his press conference, he is finding a way to try to keep everybody in their seat. And if we could redo and rebuild the framework of our building, they're doing what Milwaukee's done, and that's having a monster lower bowl.
Okay.
To create that areas where you can have entertainment, but virtually every seat's in looks like the lower bowl. And he's putting a lot of bells and whistles, but it's L.A. It's got to have bells and whistles. And it's right down the street from the new Rams SoFi Stadium, which is breathtaking.
Right.
So it's got, it's got L.A. written all over it. I saw this morning it was on Good Morning America. And, that's what's happening in our sport, is that these are entertainment venues, not gyms anymore.
Right.
And L.A.'s
right.
will fit well with L.A., and I'm sure Staples Center will continue to innovate and renovate, as that's a 22-year-old building now.
Right. There's a pretty funny video. I guess they were announcing all this stuff, Carl, and they had a live band performing, and they got members of the team there, and Kawhi Leonard looks like he's falling asleep. It is our man Steve Coonan live with us on Dukes and Bell, our weekly visit with a marketing genius, the man behind the scenes of everything going on in American sports today, including Trae Young and the wrestling situation up in New York. All right, buddy boy, with the expectations, is there any fear that because this is Atlanta, we get all the people, what if this and that? This team, to me, Steve, looks like a team that can go right back to where we were, and it's also like we're getting two guys that were almost like free agents in essence, with DeAndre Hunter being able to play for a complete season, right? And I think we never got to see the full complement of players even during the playoffs. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, we feel like if everyone can stay healthy, the sky's the limit.
Cam Reddish too, yeah.
We feel we have more depth than anybody else in the league, any other team in the league. And I think we saw how important depth is, in having a great season and pushing through the playoffs, and every team had injuries. So if we can, stay relatively healthy with our young core and our depth, I think this could be a very special time, for Hawks basketball. I'm not going to you'd be foolish to say we're going to make the Eastern Conference Finals every year.
Right.
Only two teams do. But I think we will be competing for home court advantage is what I would really like to see us do. And then from there, as we saw, you can go everywhere. So last year we said we wanted to make the playoffs. I think competing for home court advantage this year is kind of our internal mantra, or at least mine.
And I'm with you. And I've been asked this too. A couple of people asked me around the country about the Hawks and, you know, can they do it again? And I said, it's not even about that. For me, we're interesting. The point is now you're trying to find these games. You're trying to watch our team. And it's been a long time since it's been like that. Now, how many games we win and all that, I can't predict. But I was like, if you ask me, hey, Hawks are playing tonight, you're going to go, oh, what's Trey doing? What's the Hawks doing? That is what has changed, Steve. And I love that because people around the country now recognize that.
Yeah, we are as fun as there is, you know, whether it's high flying with, you know, Collins or it's Trey doing some of the unbelievable things that he does with the ball. You know,
have you seen John? Have you seen John, by the way? We haven't seen John since he got the deal done. We're just curious.
I have not talked to him. You know, with COVID, I mean, it's still fairly restricted. Okay. He's been in the gym every day, and I saw on Instagram he got a really short haircut. But, I mean, do you want me to give him a message?
Yeah. Get the show up. Hit the show up. You got your deal, Playboy. Come on on. Come on the show.
Steve, no one was more consistently lobbying for him to get that contract than this guy, Mike Bell.
What?
Well, that's why we did it, Mike.
Wait a minute. What? That is not true, Steve.
Carl, I was his biggest supporter. I never wavered. I said, pay that man blank check. Blank check for John Collins.
That is sure. not.
If when he had 7 points in a game, I can hear that coming
yeah,
from
that's
him.
Exactly. Carl, I don't know what Carl's thinking about. But anyway, thanks, Steve. You can relay that message.
Mike right. of the moment, Bell.
Thank you.
One other question. So how does the top show get championship belts from WWE? How do we get our own belts? Just curious.
I think it's $499 and yes. two box stops from the cereal. Okay. We'll work on it, guys. Let's see how you do with those football picks.
Really? You're going to judge us on football picks? We've been dominating this market.
Hey, by the way, if you were a gambling man, listening to you guys coming
home from the airport.
All right. Would you bet your alma mater this week?
No.
Okay, you stay away from
that. Too many points.
All right.
Yeah.
A quarterback named Zeb playing, Steve, for crying out loud.
Hey, man. All right, Steve. Hey, we're going to let you roll. Go Dawgs. Big weekend. As obviously, South Carolina, they're big favorites. But, hey, they're handling their business. So we'll be watching that. Obviously, there's a lot of great college football on this weekend. Falcons taking on the Bucks, so it'll be busy. But we are counting down, guys, as you just heard, Steve. Media Day, which basically all the guys address the media, 27th, and then it's practice, and then we got games, and we open up against the Mavs and that guy named Luka on the 21st next month. So it's here. Steve Coonan, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Everybody have a good, safe weekend, and we'll talk next Friday.
All right,
guys. We are going to move Dave Archer to 520. So we'll get Arch on at 5:20 as he's getting stuff done and getting ready for the game this weekend as well. But we do have things to dive into, like our keys to victory. What? Yes, Dukes and Bell have keys. We can win this game, right?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.